Our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, which keepeth truth forever, and never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen.
Congregation, we will continue this evening's worship service singing from Psalter 287, all three stanzas. Thy Spirit, O Lord, makes life to abound. The earth is renewed and fruitful the ground. To God ascribe glory and wisdom and might. Let God and his creatures forever delight. 287, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. For this evening can be found in Psalm 106, and we'll read verses 1 through 12. Psalm 106, beginning at verse 1. But first we will read Lord's Day 10, Question and answer 27 and 28 from the Heidelberg Catechism. Question 27, what dost thou mean by the providence of God? Answer, the almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by his hand, he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, and all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. Question 28, what advantage is it to us to know that God has created and by his providence thus still uphold all things? Answer, that we may be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and that in all things which may hereafter befall us, we place our firm trust in our faithful God and Father, that nothing shall separate us from his love, since all creatures are so in his hand that without his will they cannot so much as move. We mentioned to you Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise thus far.
Congregation, we wish to remember in prayer tonight that Andrew Bai and his family, as his grandfather passed away in the Netherlands, and we also wish to give thanks to the Lord and acknowledge his name for the release of the hostages in Gaza. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, faithful, all-knowing, everywhere present, Lord God of the heavens and of the earth, thou who hast revealed thyself in thy precious word, as we heard in this morning, that thou art good and thou art merciful. And Lord, then in this morning we heard a little something of who thou art to such unworthy sinners as we are. And thou knowest how it is now in our hearts, whether we have meditated and reflected of who we are, and of this day that thou hast exhorted us to give thanksgiving and to praise unto thee, and that we have received from thy hand so much good for our bodies, but also that thou hast richly blessed us with thy precious word. Thou knowest how it is in our hearts, whether there is that bowing before thee, but also, Lord, thou knowest how it is in the hearts of thy own dear children, who have not only heard of who they are, of who thou art, but also have tasted a little something of thy mercy for such wretches. Lord, we beg and pray thee that in this evening, as we again may be in thy house, and we may hear from thy word of a poor people that pray and cry unto thee. O Lord, we beg thee, thou knowest those who are standing so afar off, who stand outside of all the blessings, who hear of the blessings, who hear of that covenant, faithful keeping Jehovah, who is good, merciful, who hear of sin, but also of salvation, who hear of who they are, but also of that way of salvation, but they cannot place themselves among that blessed people. Lord, remember them. May their hearts be explained tonight, and that they may then be given to continually cry unto thee, waiting upon thee, looking unto thee, and that thou would visit them, that thou would remember them. Lord, we beg and pray thee that through thy word and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we would all be praying in true from the depth of our heart unto thee, that we cannot live without thee. And remember those who have begun to pray, that thou hast taught them their needs and who thou art, and that they are sighing and crying. O Lord, we beg thee, may it be tonight that thou would visit them. Oh, then their hearts would break, and their silent lips would be opened, and there will be praise and thanksgiving unto thee from the depths of their heart in truth. O Lord, may we then beg and ask thee for thy name's sake, because thy grace and thy blessings by thy Spirit and thy word will return unto thee. Lord, look down upon us then in mercy. Unto whom else can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. In thee there is life. In thee there is that only way of salvation. In thee, a triune God, through the Father, through thy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we beg thee that as we have gathered together in thy house in this evening, that thou would gather with us and give those blessings that come from above, that are worked in the hearts of sinners, boys, girls, teenagers, adults, and older ones, by thy free and sovereign grace. O Lord, thou art that almighty one. Thy word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and able to pierce the hearts. And Lord, we beg thee then that thy word may not only be convicting of sin, but may it also be comfort for poor and needy sinners. Oh, we beg thee, bless the law powerfully to convict of sin, but also bless the gospel and lead unto thyself. Lord, we ask thee then in this evening to remember all those who are mourning, and also may we ask thee to especially remember the Bai family. As a father and a grandfather suddenly passed away in the Netherlands, Lord, wilt thou sanctify this calling to them and to us. Again, a notice has come unto each one of us, prepare to meet thy God. O Lord, we beg thee then that thou would prepare us to meet thee. Teach us those necessary lessons that we need to learn between the cradle and the grave, that we are sin, that thou art that holy, just, but also merciful and gracious God. O, teach us that way of salvation, that grace that thou revealest unto thy people. Reveal it unto us and to our children. Lord, thou art that covenant-keeping, faithful, almighty Jehovah, and in thee there is salvation, and thou wilt seek and save thy dear people. Oh, we may read of a blessed people in thy word, a chosen people who have a blessed inheritance, who are, belong to thee, to thy people, to thy nation. O Lord, we beg thee then, take us by heart and hand, renew us, give us life, strip us of everything of self, and clothe us with thyself, that we may be prepared for that coming of the King of the church who will come, and all will stand before him, also this whole congregation, each one of us. And we will be separated, the sheep from the goats. And Lord, by nature, we will only be on that side with the goats because of our sin, and we will forever be sent away. But oh, we beg thee, Lord, in thy wrath, remember mercy for thy covenant's sake, for those merits of thy dear Son, work among us. Renew hearts, teach, lead, and guide, and give those blessings that no one can give us but thou alone, of a new heart, but also of that way of salvation, of that faith in the heart, to believe who we are, to believe who thou art, and to believe in thy dear Son, whom thou hast sent into this world to seek and save lost sinners, who came into this world to merit salvation for a lost people, for a guilty people, for a polluted people, who can never satisfy thy justice. Lord, then remember us in thy mercy, pass us not by. And Lord, may we also acknowledge thee. Many prayers have ascended up to thee for those hostages, and now after 2 years, many of them may be released and again see their families. Oh, what a wonder. May thou give each one of them a truly broken heart for thy goodness, for thy mercy unto them unworthy sinners. Others died in hostage. Remember all those families that are mourning and missing loved ones. And oh Lord, we beg thee that thou would bless also all these callings to the Jews and to all nations, Lord. Remember, give peace, give true peace that only can be found in thee and in thy Son. Oh, sanctify all these callings. And Lord, look down upon them in mercy and richly bless thy word, the precious gospel, also among thy beloved. Lord, work mightily, irresistibly, and give new hearts, and give that only name, that precious name of thy dear Son, in whom we must be saved, may be known, may be heard, may be believed in, and that many may come to know that true joy that is in thee through thy Son. Lord, we ask then that thou would remember us in a congregation. Lord, bless the means of grace that we may have as we also, as today is Thanksgiving, as we go forward, the Lord willing, to also hear thy word for another season. O Lord, give opening, guide and lead also thy servant what to preach and what to say, but also the elders when they are called also to read messages that thou hast given from thy word. O Lord, that thou would give them, that through the word, through the reading, and through the preaching, that sinners would be born again, and that thy people may be instructed, may be led, taught, and edified, and be prepared for thy return. Lord, have mercy upon us. Bless the catechism lessons, the confession of faith classes, the Bible studies. But Lord, also bless thy word in our homes. Have mercy, Lord. Give faithfulness to fathers to be a prophet, priest, and king in their homes, to lead their families, and that thy word may be opened, and that thou would bless it. Help us, Lord, as parents, to be faithful to the promises that we have made. Give the tender fear of the Lord in our hearts. Remember also the education of our children in our homes, but also at school. Bless it, Lord. Care for Rehoboth Christian School. Guide and lead the board. Give them that they may follow thy word, and that thou would lead them and guide them by thy word and spirit. Lord, we beg and pray thee, give teachers, God-fearing teachers, and that thou would look upon the students, each one in mercy, and give them a new heart. Give them the tender fear of the Lord, and that they would not only be prepared to live on this earth, but also, Lord, to be prepared to leave this world, to stand before thee. Lord, we beg thee, hold not thy hand still, but do above all that we can think and ask. Do it for thy great name's sake. Lord, come, may thy kingdom come among us, in our hearts and our families, in this congregation and in other congregations. Help all thy servants, all office bearers, Lord. Give light, give grace, give thy Holy Spirit, Lord, for without thee we can do nothing. Lord, thou hast given again on this day, on Thanksgiving Day, that we may again enter into thy house to hear thy precious word. Lord, we beg and ask thee, may it be an unforgettable evening, because thou would come among us and bless thy word. Oh, that poor and needy sinners may be instructed, that poor and needy sinners may be led and comforted by thee, that good shepherd who cares for his sheep. O Lord, visit us, remember us in thy mercy, we plead and ask, in the forgiveness of all our many sins, for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Congregation, let us continue now with singing from Psalter 290, the first five stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks and bless his name. His loving kindness changes not from age to age the same. Psalter 290, the first five stanzas. And the collections for tonight is for the RCS Target Fund and for the Bethany Care Home. May the Lord bless you and your gifts. Dear congregation, Psalm 106, verses 1 through 5, is an introduction to the whole psalm. A psalm which speaks of God's covenant faithfulness in spite of a people that are sinful and rebellious. And it begins with an exhortation to praise the Lord and to give thanks unto him. And then it concludes those verses with a prayer. And in this morning we heard the Lord spoke unto us through his word an exhortation, as we considered in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And there are a people, by God's grace, which begin, have a small beginning to live, to praise the Lord, and to give thanks unto him, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. When those sinners see something, not only of who they are, but also when they see something by the revelation through the word of God and the application of the Holy Spirit, who God is, especially through his Son, for such wretched sinners. And when they experience something of that, of God's mercy, and that he is so good unto them in spite of all their sins, and that he continues to be so good to them, in spite that they continue to bring forth only sin, then their hearts break, and their mouths are opened, and their lips are opened, and they begin to sing and to show forth his praise. And in their hearts is a longing to live this way continually, because the Lord is so good. He is so worthy that they would live, that we would all live in thanksgiving and praising him for all his goodness and for his mercy that endureth forever. But at the same time, they feel so incapable. They feel they fall so short of living according to how they should live. Why? Because of their flesh. Because of their sinfulness. Because of who they are. The spirit is ready, as the Lord Jesus Christ said, but the flesh is weak. That flesh clings to them, as Paul said in Romans 7, and that the good that they would, they do not. And the evil that they would not do, they do. But also, why do they feel so incapable? Not only because of who they are, but because of who God is. Because of how great he is. And that they can only say a few things. That they can only stammer. That they can only have a small beginning of living according to who he is and what he is worthy to be praised. And we read in verse 2, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Yes, they have a longing, but they also recognize that. They feel that. They come so short. And so by God's grace, there's a people that desire to live that way. They feel absolutely incapable, and yet they obey. As we read in verse 3, blessed are they that keep his judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times, which speaks of blessed are those that live according to the exhortation which we read in verse 1. And then in Psalm 106, in these introduction verses, 1 through 5, there's a prayer. We read in verse 4 and 5 a prayer. Now why in this psalm, in the introduction, why is there suddenly inserted this prayer? Why? Why is there a prayer? Well, a few things. Psalm 105 and 106 are together. You could actually read both psalms. They have the both same themes. They are both written by David, most likely, especially in connection to 1 Chronicles 16, which we read this morning. And in Psalm 105, there is made mention much about God's covenant blessings. For example, what we read in verse 6 in Psalm 105. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. And we read more of the covenant. And so David wrote these psalms, and he had them to be sung so the people could hear these psalms. They could hear of the covenant faithfulness of Jehovah and of his benefits and of the exhortation and of how good and merciful the Lord is. But they also, some of them at that time, saw David. They didn't only hear that psalm. Maybe David was also singing this psalm. But they saw by his life that he was living according to what he spoke about. He confesses his sins, as we read in verse 6. But he also exalts the Lord for his covenant faithfulness and blessings. And he exalts the Lord for his he is good and for his mercy endureth forever. That the Lord is good to absolutely unworthy sinners, and that he is worthy to be praised and thanked. And so imagine people listening to these two psalms, hearing of these truths, of the covenant mercies and blessings of a blessed people, and hearing about God, that he is good, merciful. And they hear, but they also see by the life of David. He's a light. He lives according to what he speaks about. He lives according to what he preaches. And the people see it, they hear it, and they notice. And they feel, this is the life. This is peace. This is mercy. Oh, to belong to that beloved covenant people. To belong to that covenant God. So through the Psalms, with people listening, there's born in their hearts a longing. And David lives according to this exhortation. And people observe it, hear it. And they hear the confession, not only of sin, but about how good the Lord is. They hear of the covenant blessings. And they know and feel that these people that belong to this God, that covenant faithful keeping Jehovah, that good God, that merciful God, he who forgives sinners, who's just, that this is a blessed people. And there is a desire to belong. To belong not only to have those benefits, but to belong especially to that covenant keeping Almighty Jehovah. And so then there comes a prayer. A prayer is born in their hearts. And so may I ask you, do you pray? Do you know what we will consider as a prayer on thanksgiving? And that is our text for this evening, Psalm 106, verse 4 and 5. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. And so tonight, the theme is a personal prayer on Thanksgiving Day. A personal prayer on Thanksgiving Day. 2 points. First, a personal petition. We read that in verse 4. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. A personal petition. And then the second thought, a personal desire which is connected to that petition. Verse 5. That I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. And so, a personal prayer on Thanksgiving Day, a personal petition, and a personal desire. But first, before we go to our first thought, what is the connection between thanksgiving and prayer? Well, true Christians, recipients of grace, begin to pray. And we read in Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Do you pray? Remember Paul? What was said of him? Behold, he prayeth. A true Christian, a recipient of grace, begins to pray with supplication and with thanksgiving. And what do we read in Heidelberg Catechism? Lord's Day 45, question answer 116. Why is prayer necessary for Christians? Answer, because it is the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us, and also because God will give his grace and Holy Spirit to those only who with sincere desires continually ask them of him and are thankful for them. And so prayer is much connected to thanksgiving. But now our first thought, with the Lord's help, a personal petition. Let's read verse 4 again. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. So this is a very personal prayer by a sinner. A personal prayer because we see of the pronouns in verse 4. Remember me, O visit me, verse 5, that I may see, that I may rejoice, that I may glory. So it's a very personal prayer, a petition of a sinner. And it's a personal petition to whom? To the one that we are called to exhort, we are exhorted to give thanksgiving unto, to the Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Jehovah. Remember me, O covenant-keeping, faithful, almighty God. O visit me. A sinner is praying unto the almighty God, to Jehovah, the almighty God of heaven and of earth. He has a personal petition, a personal need in his heart, and he opens his sinful lips and cries unto the almighty God. Remember me, O Lord. O visit me with thy salvation. Do you identify with this prayer? May I ask that already? Do you identify with this prayer? Is this also your personal prayer? Do you identify with those who hear of sin and you say, that's me? And do you also identify with those who hear of salvation and long for salvation that comes from above, that comes from God? That you hear of the wonderful works of God? That you hear that God is not only just and holy, but also that he's good and merciful to unworthy sinners? And you hear of his covenant blessings, and in your heart there's a longing and a desire. No, you can never bring yourself to be among that people. But there's a cry, remember me, visit me, O Almighty God. There's a longing born in your heart to belong to him and to him alone. In your heart is a desire that only true, good, almighty, holy, covenant-keeping God would know you. Does he know me? He can know many other people, but I need it for myself. There's a personal petition. Does he know of me? Oh, if you would know that he knew of you, that would fill your heart with such joy on Thanksgiving Day. If he would look upon you, an absolute unworthy sinner, in mercy, if he would give you just a little token, if you would have just a crumb of his mercy for your soul, oh, that would break all the bonds, that would take all the way the clouds of unbelief, and then your heart would break and you would have an unforgettable Thanksgiving Day. Your Thanksgiving Day would then, if the Lord would visit you, your Thanksgiving Day would end so different than it began. You would end in praising and thanking and adoring the Almighty God that would look upon such a wretch as you. What is the personal petition of this sinner? What is the personal petition of your heart tonight on Thanksgiving Day? He says, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Who else prayed this same prayer? Samson, he knew this prayer. Lord, remember me, he said. Who else? Hannah prayed this. Lord, remember me. Who else? Job, remember me. Who else, children? Who else? Who was beside the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross? Who prayed also a similar prayer as we read in Luke 23, verse 42? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He's saying, Lord, soon thou art going to die, and thou art going to go to a kingdom. He saw that. What a wonder. But he also knew, Lord, soon I am going to die. And Lord, when thou art that king on thy throne, when thou art in thy kingdom, remember me. Lord, do not forget me. Think of me. Oh, that would be such a wonder. They're all expressing in their prayer by praying, remember me, a personal need. What are they expressing? Does the Lord forget things? Is that what it means? Does the Lord not think of things? That's not what it means. It's a petition. Lord, as insignificant as I am, this little tiny sinful creature on this earth, oh Lord, think of me. I'm absolutely unworthy, but Lord, remember me, O Lord. Lord, I can understand that thou can have thoughts for everyone else, but for me, Lord, please, remember me. I need it. It's for my heart. It's for my soul. And I need thee, that Almighty One, to remember me. I cannot go to anyone else. No one else can help me anymore. Remember me, O Lord. Lord, I'm so unworthy. It's not any rights in this prayer. No, it's only a begging as a lost sinner. Remember me. Can you identify with this prayer, my friend, on Thanksgiving evening? That the Lord would remember you. Lord, I have no one else. I have no other way to help myself. It's all become hopeless, helpless, dead ends. And I can only say one thing. Lord, remember me. Lord, I desire only help from thee. Lord, think of me. Lord, help. Have mercy upon me. Look upon me. What a wonder that would be. That's what's in those hearts. It becomes such an absolute wonder if the Lord would look upon them and remember them. And so they pray as that thief on the cross. And as we read in this verse, remember me, O Lord, with thy favor thou bearest unto thy people. Is this your petition on Thanksgiving? The harvest is past. Summer is gone. And I am not yet saved. Is that your heart? The harvest is past. Summer is past, as we read in Jeremiah. And I am yet not saved, and I need to be saved, and I cannot save myself. So there's a prayer. Lord, remember me. But there's also a second part in this petition. Oh, visit me. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. We are thankful, right? When we miss someone we deeply love, and they come and visit us, when we can finally see them again, when we're separated for a while, and then we can see our loved ones. And then I think of those hostages that were released after 2 years, what it must have been for their families to see their loved ones again. What a joy that would have been. How they longed. Oh, that might visit my mom, might visit my husband, my son, my daughter, my brother, my sister, or other relatives. But it's also this people, those poor needy sinners, they long for a visit. They become hungry and thirsty for the living God and for that only Savior. They long for Him to visit them. To visit them. And so they sigh, they beg, and they cry, oh, visit me. They also know of a separation. Because they're born separated from Him. They're born in sins and trespasses. They're born without God. and they long for a visit from God. They need Him. And they long and desire for one thing. Lord, remember me. Lord, visit me. Why do they pray? Why do they pray, remember me, O Lord? Why do they pray, visit me? Well, let's read the whole text again. Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Why do they pray, remember me? Why do they pray, visit me? Because they have a longing. What? What do they need? Help in this life? Yes, they sigh for that too. But there's something much deeper. Because you can help them. And they could be helped in everything in this life. And they can have many blessings. Health, food, drink, a good job, a beloved family. But they still long for something more. What? What is it? They long for the favor of God. Remember me, O Lord, with thy favor thou bearest unto thy people. They want God's favor. And what else? They long for salvation. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. They personally have a personal petition in their heart that they cry unto the Lord, remember me with thy favor. That would be such a wonder that the Lord would show favor upon them. Is that you? That he would visit you with his salvation for you, a sinner, that becomes such a need, such a longing, and such a desire that out of their hearts, out of their mouth, rises this prayer, which we read in Psalm 106, verse 4. And it's petitions unto the Lord, unto the Almighty God. Why? Because they have no more hope in self. They can't solve that situation in their own life anymore. It all has come to a dead end. There's no one else. They only know there's only one that can help them. And that's him, that only one. No, this is not the prayer of a rich young ruler who can earn everything. No. And it's not the prayer of a hypocrite who can help himself to everything. No, these poor beggars, these are really the recipients of God's grace. But you tell them that and they say, no, I don't believe that. They're just beggars. They just stand outside of everything. And in their heart is a longing, a prayer. Remember me, visit me. Because they know there is no salvation in any other way. There's only salvation in the Almighty God. And that he is the only one that can give salvation. And without him giving them, they will never obtain it. Did you hear that? Those poor beggars need it given unto them. Yes, they may come without money and without price. But they cannot, they have no courage. They cannot just take it. They need it given. They need him to remember them, to visit, that he would give it unto them. That he would give their favor unto them. And that he would give his salvation unto them. And so they pray, remember me, visit me, Lord. And sometimes they even wonder, can it be? Can I even pray that? I'm so polluted. I'm so unworthy. Can I? Do I even dare ask again? Do I even dare ask again after all that sin, after all that wickedness, after all that foolishness, after all that unbelief? But they must. You can tell them to be quiet. They can't be quiet. You can tell them, no, you can't pray this. They must. They've come to an end. But there's also hope deep in their heart, in only one left, and that is in the Lord. Because without him remember them in his favor, and without him visiting them, they will perish, and they're absolutely lost in self. And so they pray, remember me, O Lord, with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. It's as if they say, Lord, I cannot come to thee. Come to me. Is that you? Is that your heart? Lord, I can't come to thee. Come to me. Visit me. Help me, or I'll perish. Come, Lord, visit me. Lord, I'm too lame. I'm too lame. I have too big of a burden. I can't move. I can't help myself. I'm like Mephibosheth. I'm broken. I have no legs. Lord, come. Come and visit me. Remember me. That's those poor beggars, recipients of grace, that have no hope in self. They have just really nothing. And yet they are recipients of God's grace. It's His work. And they say, Lord, I knock. I seek. I pray. I sigh. I beg it. But I can't count that as anything. Lord, Thou knowest it all. Thou knowest my whole life. But, Lord, come. Take hold of me. Remember me. Visit me. Lord, come to me. Have mercy upon me. I cannot move to Thee. I need Thee to visit me. O Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Visit me. For the only visit, only Thy visit can comfort me. No other visits. It's nice to have visits of friends. It's good to have house visitation and to speak heart to heart. But to have a visit from the Almighty God, to have a visit of the Good Shepherd, that He would come through the Word, that He would come through the sacrament and speak peace to your soul, that He would speak a word from the Word of God to your soul. What peace that brings. All those poor beggars, they are like what we read in Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Show me a token for good. And so those poor beggars, praying, crying, sighing, begging, waiting, longing, looking. Is that you? Is that you tonight on Thanksgiving? Can you identify with this prayer? Is that you? Let's sing about this. From Psalter 235, all three stanzas. Psalter 235, all three stanzas. Lord, my petition heed. Now help me in my need. My Savior be. I am thy servant, Lord. My trust is in thy word. Mercy to me afford. I cry to thee. Psalter 235, all three stanzas. Thank you. personal prayer on Thanksgiving Day. So he heard a personal petition unto the Almighty covenant-keeping Jehovah. And now a personal desire which is connected to this petition. Let us read again from the Word of God from Psalm 106, verse 4 and 5. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. And so there is those two petitions. O Lord, remember me. O visit me. And then follows three desires which are connected to these petitions. And you can write before each of these desires, so that I, or then I will. For example, Lord, remember me. Visit me with thy salvation. Then I will, so that I may see the good of thy chosen. He has a desire, this sinner, this one who's praying with a petition, a desire that I may see the good of thy chosen. He hears of a very blessed people, a people who's chosen. If we read in Psalm 105 of those covenant people, that he may see, that he may experience those blessings of those chosen people. There is such a blessed people that covenant-keeping Almighty Jehovah has chosen. And he will save them. He will keep them. And they will never ever go lost. Oh, that I may see the good of thy chosen. Remember me. Visit me with thy salvation. Because then I can see, I can experience the good of thy chosen. All things work together for them. O Lord, that I may be included in this blessed people, because I cannot put myself among them. I'm only lost outside. I have no rights. But I see, I hear of a blessed people, and that the Lord would visit me, remember me, then I would see, then I would experience by his salvation, by his favor, of the good of the people, of the chosen, of his chosen. That's what they long for, to be brought among that people. Why? Just to have the blessings? No, because that people belong to God. So what they're really asking for is that I may belong to that blessed people, because that I may belong to thee, that Almighty God. Not only to have the blessings, but to have that Savior for my sin, to have that Savior to wash me, to cleanse me, that I may belong to that blessed people, that chosen people, that Savior came to suffer and die, to wash them with his blood, to be covered with his righteousness. And then he says, oh, visit me. Oh, remember me. The second desire, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation. Because he knows there's a joy. There's a real, deep, profound joy. And they hear of a joy. As we also read in Psalm 105, that David mentions of a joy of rejoicing in the goodness of God and belonging to his people. That I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation. O Lord, remember me with the favor thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Then I will, so that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation. They long for that true joy, because there is no more joy in anything else but in belonging to that nation, belonging to that covenant-keeping Jehovah, belonging to him and to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they know and hear, that's a blessed people. That is a blessed people. There is no other blessed people. Oh, that I may see the good of thy chosen. Visit me, remember me, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation. Visit me, remember me, because then I may know that I belong to that Almighty God, that I belong to that chosen, that I belong to that dear people of God, and that I may glory with thine inheritance. Because they know there's only one people that can truly glory. There is no glory in the world. There is no glory in sin. There is no glory outside of the kingdom. There is no glory outside of that chosen people. There is no glory outside of that nation. There is no glory outside of that inheritance. Visit me. Remember me with thy favor. Visit me with thy salvation, so that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. Is that your heart? Is that your petition? You see such beauties, maybe just a little. Oh, that I may belong to that almighty, good, holy, righteous, just, and merciful God. Oh, that I may have that good shepherd as my shepherd. Oh, that I may belong to that flock. If I may just be a little lamb following behind, maybe far in the back, but that I may just see that shepherd following him, then I could have true joy. Then I could have true glory in my heart. Because without these blessings, without that God for my soul, and without that shepherd for my sin, it's all sadness, sorrow. There is no true joy, and there is no true glory. My friend, do you identify with this prayer? And do you identify with these desires, these longings in the hearts of the recipients of God's grace? And now I'd like to speak to different groups of people that may be among us tonight. No, I'm not going to mention names. I'm going to describe cases. Have you lost the joy of salvation like David? A man after God's own heart who could identify with the chosen. Who could write and sing, "The lot has fallen unto me in good places, that I'm part of the inheritance." But he sinned deeply. And he caused the Lord to withhold the joy of salvation. And then he pleaded, "Restore unto me the joy of salvation." David felt the consequences of sin. Is that you? Have you tasted in the past? Could you even say of these desires that you may know by the work of the Spirit that you belong to a beloved people, that you are part of that nation, and that you're part of that inheritance, but now by your own sin, it has become all dark. And you've lost the joy of salvation. Is that you tonight? Well, David prayed. No, he didn't pray exactly, "Lord, remember me. Visit me." And yet, in a way, he did with different words. He prayed unto the Lord. He confessed his sin. And he prayed and said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." David was brought to repentance. The Lord remembered his covenant, also this sheep that fell in deep sin. And he comforted him, and he visited him with his salvation, and he gave comfort for his soul. And so you see, if this is you, repent, confess, and cry unto him. He hears and he visits his dear people. He remembers them for his covenant because of the merits of his son. Or are you a backslider? Yes, David in a way was a backslider. But are you a backslider? Maybe there's no specific, real, deep, wicked sin. But maybe you've just gone cold. Maybe you've just been drawn more into the world. And strayed away. Samson, he strayed away. And step by step, farther away. And we know what happened to him. And then his eyes was put out. And the Lord didn't give him any more strength, withdrew his spirit from him, those blessings. And then Samson prayed, "Remember me, remember me." Maybe we could have heard his prayer, "Lord, I have no more rights. Thou hast blessed me with such great blessings, but I have been an absolute fool. I live close to the world. I gave myself to the pleasures of my own flesh. I've left my first love. I did it. Lord, remember me. Have mercy upon me." He hears those poor beggars, unworthy. that have also slidden back into the world. They've done it. It's their guilt. It's their sin. Strange sheep, is that you tonight? Confess your sin and return unto him. Return unto him as we read in Hosea. And complain unto him, take away all iniquity. And receive us graciously. Remember me, O Lord. Visit me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. And he will answer, as we read in Hosea, of those backslidden sheep that are brought back confessing and repenting and begging for mercy again, for again to be remembered and visited. We read in Hosea 14 verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. That's who the Lord is. It's all in him. Salvation also for ones who fall deep in sin, also his sheep, but also his sheep who backslide again. Are you a recipient of God's grace? In the past you could live in joy, but now maybe you're pressed down with heavy afflictions and crosses and tribulations in your family or in your own heart and life. And it's become all darkness. Where's the Lord? Job understood that. He lived in much peace and joy, but the Lord came. And then what did he express in Job 23, verse 8 and 9? Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And the backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, then I cannot see him. Job couldn't see it anymore. In darkness, and he prayed, remember me. Lord, remember me in all my afflictions. Lord, if thou would just think upon me, then there would be a little honey on the rod. Job didn't understand it. The Lord was hiding his face, and the Lord brought Job to the right place. He humbled him where he became nothing but dust and ashes before the Lord. And the Lord comforted him in a deep way again at the end of Job. But my friend, maybe you say, I've heard of recipients of grace. I can't even say that. I can't even say that. Say you? I heard of God's children. I heard of sheep, but I don't even identify. I don't dare even say I belong to them. Is that you? Is that you? I do not dare say I belong to them, beloved people. That I do not even dare say I'm a recipient of grace. May I ask you some questions? May I? May I come close to your heart and ask some questions? Are you seeking only everything in the Lord, needing him, and no one else can help you? Are you longing for him to comfort your soul? No one else can comfort you? I could come and read the whole Bible to you, but it doesn't help because you need him. You would identify with that prayer, Lord, remember me, have mercy upon me, visit me. Do you long to know that he knows you? If I would just know that he knew me. But I do not dare say that. Oh, that I may know that I belong to that good shepherd. That he would come and speak to my soul and say, I am thy salvation. Is that you? Are you sorrowing over sin? Confessing sin? And that you only deserve wrath because of your sin? Do you confess that you only deserve just condemnation because of your sin? Can you identify with one person maybe? Who? That thief on the cross. If you could ask him, thief, do you have grace? I don't think he would say, yes, I know I have grace. I just know one thing. I'm condemned. I'm lost. And I need one thing. I need him who's hanging beside me to save me, or I'm forever lost. Can you identify with him then? Can you identify with his prayer? That he confessed, I receive the due reward of my sins. Can you identify with that? And can you also identify with that prayer that he also prayed? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What did the Lord Jesus answer to that poor beggar beside him? him that looked to him, him that cried to him, that prayed to him, Lord, remember me. What did he answer? Exactly according to his petition. Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. My dear friend, is this your heart? Is this your heart? This is the life of grace where you come to an absolute end. You're absolute guilty. The Lord can justly pass you by. The Lord can justly condemn you because of all your sin and all your wickedness and all your guilt, that you still look to him, longing for him to come because no one else can help you. You have this prayer. Lord, remember me. Visit me. When will he come? There's a longing, a waiting, a watching, a hoping. If that's you, then I say rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He who works in the hearts this life of grace, he will never forsake the works of his hands, but he will come. He will speak at his time. He's that good shepherd who cares for his sheep, who strips them of everything, that they become only beggars at his throne of grace. Lord, remember me, visit me. Sighing and crying, longing, and cannot find comfort in anything else or anyone else, but only in him. He will come. So wait on him. Wait on him. He hears your cries. He hears your petitions. He sees your heart. He sees your life, and he will come. At his time, he will come. He will visit, because he's a faithful, good shepherd. And when he comes, oh, then he will give so much. He will give an abundance that your heart will break. And all the bonds will be gone. All the darkness. And then you will be able to sing. And then you will begin to live because of him, according to that exhortation. And so may we end this Thanksgiving with this prayer, which we read in verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Almighty, eternal Lord God of the heavens and of the earth, thou knowest those poor beggars, those ones who have no more hope in anything in self, in anyone else. They cannot help themselves, but they cry unto thee. They pray, they beg, they sigh, and they don't even dare call their prayers prayers. But Lord, thou knowest them, thou hearest them as they sigh. Lord, remember me, visit me. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, that thou would come as that surprising one upon the mercy of thy dear son because of his merits, and visit thy people for the first time, of those poor beggars who do not dare call themselves thy people at all. But Lord, also visit thy people again and again. Oh, how we need it. Oh, to have a visit for thee, then it's a little piece of heaven on this earth. And when we have a taste, Lord, then we long for the next visit, that thou would come again. O Lord, give then, for thy name's sake, for thy honor, that thou would save us and visit us and remember us, that our hearts may break, and that there may be that living according to that exhortation of praise and thanksgiving unto thy name. Lord, may we acknowledge thee for thy precious word, for the instruction that thou hast given for this day, for thy help to listen and to preach. Lord, remember us then in this week and all the responsibilities. Help the elders the coming Lord's Day. Guide them and lead them to a word to speak unto the congregation, that it may be a blessing for the salvation of sinners and for the comfort and edification of thy dear people. Lord, we ask, in the forgiveness of all our many sins, for Jesus' sake alone, amen. Let us close then with singing from Psalter 144. all six stanzas. O God, the God that saveth me, remove my guilty stains, and I will sing thy righteousness in grateful, joyous strains. 144, all six stanzas.
Thank you.
congregation receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the comforting communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.